Why he had to be different. Jesus' course of action was a mystery to his parents. He seemed as one set apart. His hours of happiness were found when alone with nature and with God. Early morning often found him in some secluded place, meditating, searching the scriptures, or in prayer. From these quiet hours he would return home to take up his duties again. Mary believed that the Holy Child born of her was the Messiah, yet she dared not express her faith. Throughout his life she was a partaker in his sufferings. She witnessed with sorrow the trials brought upon him in his childhood and youth. By her vindication of what she knew to be right in his conduct, she herself was brought into trying positions. She looked upon the associations of the home and the mother's watch care over her children as vital in the formation of character. The sons and daughters of Joseph knew this, and by appealing to her anxiety tried to correct the practices of Jesus according to their standard. Mary often remonstrated with Jesus and urged him to conform to the usages of the rabbis. But he could not be persuaded to change his habits of contemplating the works of God and alleviating suffering. When the priests and teachers required her aid in controlling Jesus, she was greatly troubled, but peace came to her heart as he presented scripture upholding his practices. At times she wavered between Jesus and his brothers, who did not believe he was the sent of God, but evidence was abundant that his was a divine character. His life was as leaven working amid the elements of society. Undefiled, he walked among the thoughtless, the rude, the uncourteous, amid unjust publicans, reckless prodigals, unrighteous Samaritans, heathen soldiers, rough peasants, and the mixed multitude. He spoke a word of sympathy as he saw men weary yet compelled to bear heavy burdens. He repeated to them lessons he had learned from nature of the love and goodness of God. He taught all to look on themselves as endowed with precious talents. By his own example he taught that every moment of time is to be cherished as a treasure and employed for holy purposes. He passed by no human being as worthless, but sought to inspire with hope the most rough and unpromising, assuring them that they might attain such a character as would make them manifest as the children of God. Often he met those who had no power to break from Satan's snare. To such, discouraged, sick, tempted, and fallen, Jesus would speak words of tenderest pity. Others he met were fighting a hand-to-hand battle with the adversary of souls. These he encouraged to persevere, for angels of God were on their side and would give them victory. Those whom he helped were convinced that here was one in whom they could trust with perfect confidence. Jesus was interested in every phase of suffering, and to every sufferer he brought relief, his kind words having a soothing balm. None could say he had worked a miracle, but virtue, the healing power of love, went out from him. Thus in an unobtrusive way he worked for people from his very childhood. Yet through childhood, youth, and manhood, Jesus walked alone. In purity and faithfulness, there was none with him. See. He knew that unless there was a decided change in the principles and purposes of the human race, all would be lost. Filled with intense purpose, he carried out the design of his life that he himself should be the light of men.